Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. I want to look at a question in our study today, and the question is, are we under the Ten Commandments? You know, there are many people who believe that the Ten Commandments is the law for us to live by in our everyday lives that we live as a Christian. No doubt you've heard people say that all we need to do is return to the Ten Commandments. Or you may have heard them say, if we keep the Ten Commandments, we're sure to be saved. We know that these laws were the best code of laws that were ever given to man prior to the law of Christ. The Ten Commandments served admirably in the place and in the time for which they were designed by God. We find that the law of God, given by God to Moses, and it was called the law of Moses, and that law included the Ten Commandments. But it was not God's final will to man. It was perfect for the purpose for which it was given, and that's pretty much stated over in the book of Galatians. In Galatians chapter 3, notice what we read in verse 24. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So we see then that the law was given as a tutor. I think the King James Version uses the word schoolmaster, to bring the Jews to Christ. So what this tells us is that the law of Moses, including the Ten Commandments, was temporary in that it was to continue only until Christ made his law effective. And so while we're here in Galatians 3, go back up to verse 16, and we see that now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ. And then we see in verse 19 of Galatians 3, what purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. So again, here in Galatians 3, we see that the law that was given to Moses, including the Ten Commandments, was a law that was to stay in existence until the seed came, and that seed is clearly identified there in what we read in verse 16, to be Christ. So, as we read in verse 24, the law was our schoolmaster, the law was our tutor, to bring us to Christ. So then, a person today could keep the Ten Commandments to the letter and still not be a Christian. One who does not believe in Christ could keep the moral principles of the Ten Commandments, but certainly one who does not believe in Christ could not be a Christian. There's nothing in the Ten Commandments telling a person what to do to become a Christian. Have you ever thought about that? Well, it's one of those things that we need to think about. Again, emphasizing the fact that keeping the Ten Commandments to the letter still does not make us a Christian. In John 1, we read in verse 17 the statement that for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So here we see a contrast, do we not? The law was given by God through Moses. That law dealt with the act that was wrong. It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come. You see, the truth of God that's given through Christ deals with the wrong thought behind the act that is wrong. See, the law of Moses pointed out sin, but it offered no complete forgiveness for sin. The sacrifice of those animals that were offered continually did not take away sin. The law of Christ, however, points out sin, and it gives the remedy for absolute remission of sin, for the absolute forgiveness of sin. The law of Moses couldn't, but the law of Christ does. When it comes to the Ten Commandments, let me turn our attention particularly to the sixth commandment. It says, "Thou shalt not kill." We read about it in Exodus 20 and verse 13. You remember Jesus said in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5, "Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer." Then notice the seventh commandment of the Ten Commandments. "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Again, we read that one in Exodus 20 and verse 14. You remember Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 28, "Whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So we point these out to show that this illustrates very clearly the fact that the law of God that was given by Christ is far above the limitations of the law of God that God gave through Moses. Christ deals with the higher aspects of godliness, and that is in the purifying of the heart of the human race. Two, also, we need to understand that God has given a better covenant through Christ. In all of this, we see that the book of Hebrews was written almost entirely to show this to be the case. The law of God given by Moses, including the Ten Commandments, falls far short of the better law that we have given to us that's been revealed through Jesus Christ. For the law of God given through Moses, including the Ten Commandments, says nothing about certain things. And I want us to go over and look at those things that the law of Moses says nothing about. First of all, it says nothing about Christ as our Savior. It says nothing about the saving blood of Christ that was shed for the remission of sins. The law of Moses, nor the Ten Commandments, says anything about the church. The law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, doesn't say anything about the worship that's to be engaged in the church. The law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, says nothing about the gospel of Christ. And the law of Moses, nor the Ten Commandments, say anything about the cross of Christ. So what we need to understand is that Christ fulfilled the law of Moses. It's in Matthew chapter 5 again in the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus made this statement in verse 17, Matthew 5, verse 17. Do not think I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And what's involved in fulfilling the law is also stated over in the book of Colossians, chapter 2. Notice what we read in verse 14. He says, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. So in fulfilling the law, Christ took the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, and nailed it to his cross. And having taken the law out of the way, having fulfilled it and nailing it to his cross, notice what the Hebrew writer says in Hebrew chapter 8 and verse 6. But now he has, talking he being referring to Christ, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, insomuch as he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. So let's see and make sure we understand that Christ fulfilled the law of Moses. In fulfilling it, he took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross, and he brought in, Christ did, a better covenant with better promises. Friends, the Ten Commandments were done away with. Paul made the statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7 that the ministration of death, written and engraven in stone. So we know that this has to refer to the Ten Commandments because they were written and engraved upon the tables of stone. So notice what he says. The ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. And as Peter says in verse 11 of 2 Corinthians 3, that which was glorious, which was written and engraven in stones, that it's been done away with. Notice he says in verse 11, for if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. But how do we know that the things that were written and engraven in stone were the Ten Commandments? Well, let us take notice of Exodus 34, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. Then we look in Exodus 34, verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread or drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So see, we must conclude that the Ten Commandments was that which was written on the tables of stone, and they were done away. Friends, the Ten Commandments and all the other law that was given by God through Moses was never given to anyone except the Jew that were brought out of Egypt by God through the guidance of Moses. The Jew was only the small nation. It was chosen at the time to prepare them for the coming of Christ. And after Christ came, the law of Moses, given only to the Jew, came to an end, and we replaced that law by the law of Christ. Friends, we see our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.